So one final question. I was just flashing back to that AACR symposium, and one thing that Katie Moore, who was there in terms of representing Overy, brought up that I hadn't really thought about, but she said she got a lot of questions about, was something I hadn't thought about, which is, do people with BRCA germline mutations have more toxicity from PARP inhibitors? And I know the answer is no, but can you explain the biology of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there was a lot of question about, you know, looking at chemotherapy, for example, would BRCA mutation carriers potentially be more susceptible to myelosuppression, for example, with chemotherapy? And would the same potentially be the case with PARP inhibitors? I think that, you know, if you look at the germline BRCA 1 or 2 mutation situation, of course, these patients are born with one faulty copy of, for example, BRCA1 and one normal copy. And so in all of their normal cells, including normal hematopoietic cells, they should have a functional BRCA1 gene. And it's only in the tumor when they have loss of the normal copy and then they have a tumor that has really deficient BRCA function, that's when that whole metastatic transformation and progression takes off. And so from a toxicity standpoint, because the hematopoietic cells really do have intact functional BRCA, they are not particularly exquisitely susceptible to some of these toxicities from platinums, PARP inhibitors, other DNA damaging agents.
Subsequent to this interview, a number of relevant research results were reported at the 2019 ESMO meeting. Keynote trial 522 demonstrated the addition of pembrolizumab to platinum-containing neoadjuvant chemotherapy resulted in a significant improvement in PATH CR in patients with previously untreated triple-negative breast cancer. In addition, findings from the Keynote 119 trial showed that while pembrolizumab monotherapy as second or third line treatment for metastatic triple negative breast cancer did not improve overall survival versus chemotherapy in the primary analysis population, there was a trend for improvement in patients with PD-L1 positive tumors. Finally, intriguing data from a phase 2 study were reported showing a significant improvement in overall survival when a novel CDK4/6 inhibitor, trilaciclib, when added to gemcitabine carboplatin compared to gemcitabine carboplatin alone for patients with metastatic triple-negative breast cancer. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.